Hallelujah. It's good to be back home. It's good to be back home. I want to specially appreciate God for this privilege. And also thank Stetsman. When the Bible says, in this light shall we see light. It's true. Pastor BJ, you are followed in the same pattern of consistency of your master. Thank you for having me, sir. I honor and celebrate you. I thank the leadership of SGA. Professor, you know, permit me to just say, Sister Funke, I'm very comfortable with that. Amen. You know, and all the... Pastor, you were hiding there. Thank you for having me. Somebody under the sound of my voice tonight, we have an encounter of a lifetime. That your amen is standing on one leg. Put the second leg down. Sir, thank you. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, without you, I can do nothing. Let the word of God in my mouth be like fire. Let everyone under the sound of my voice tonight be as wood. Let no one leave this place wondering. Let everyone come under the influence of your glory and power. Let life be changed. Let destiny be molded. Let life be transformed. Do it, and we vow to give only you the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. God bless you. Put your hands together for yourself and be seated. I have been asked to talk on the theme, From Glory to Glory. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to go straight to the point. You know, there are people you meet in life, and it has the capacity to change the trajectory of your life. You meet the wrong person, and you are done for. You meet the right person, and it's all over. I am glad that I met the set man. He's been an awesome example of discipline, consistency, such as it's rare. I don't know how to eulogize people. The man of God Job said, I have learned not to praise men. He said, for by so doing, my maker will take me away on time. I don't want to die early. So I'm not eulogizing him. I'm just telling you the truth as it is. I remember a very funny story. One day, in the early days, in the 90s, 94, 95, 96, at SGO, I'm quite close to mommy, the mother of Setman. And on one of those days, he called me. He said, Pastor K, come. This is your friend. Already, he's too disciplined. Only for me to see him today. Is he reading a book on discipline? Does he want to become over-disciplined? Amazingly, he did a lot of things before a lot of us. We would have thought that if he was from a Catholic background, who knows, maybe he probably will end up a reverend father. But amazingly, he got married to the most amazing woman with wonderful kids. God bless you, sir. Put your hands together for the sex man. From glory to glory. I like to teach a little bit, interject with one or two things, but mostly I'll be teaching. By way of definition, glory generally refers to the manifestation of God's presence, character, and attributes, and is often associated with weight. As a matter of fact, the Hebrew word for glory in the scripture literally means weight. That's why we talk about the weight of glory. Splendor, beauty, and praise. It is the diverse manifestation of God's attributes, including His mercifulness, His graciousness, His power, His holiness, and His beauty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. He said, now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He said, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. There are few things I want us to note very quickly. Number one, is that the glory of God contains us to His goodness, mercifulness, and His blessing. How do I know that? In Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 and 19, there was a drama. Moses came to God and said, God, show me your glory. And this was the answer he got from heaven. Exodus 33, verses 18 and 19. And he said, that's Moses, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, that's God speaking back to him, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. So there are three elements there. Moses said, show me your glory. God said, yes, I'm going to do it. But my glory is not a theoretical element. My glory is a practical entity. And the three ways to describe my glory. Number one, I will let my goodness pass before you. Somebody under the sound of my voice. The glory of God in this house will produce amazing goodness in your life. I thought that amen would have been louder than that one. And then he went ahead and said, I will be gracious unto whom I will be gracious. In other words, when the glory of God is on display, grace is in display. That's why when you see a man that carries the glory of God, it doesn't matter whether he's in the carpenter shop or he's in the theater hall. It doesn't matter whether he's in the music industry or he's in the building industry. When the glory of God comes upon a man, grace in abundance is on display. After this service tonight, somebody under the sound of my voice will walk under the influence of abundant grace. When grace comes, disgrace disappears. Grace is God in the race. The capital G represents God. The race is the race of life. When you say a man is under grace, it simply means that God is on that man in the race and the affairs of his life. I am saying it again. Grace will answer to somebody at the side of my voice. I said, I will show mercy. Inside the mercy of God is abundance. One day, a blind man was shouting after Jesus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. He never said, heal me. He said, have mercy upon me. And when Jesus stopped the procession, the Bible says, he said, bring him. And he ministered to him and he received his sight. And the man never asked for any other thing again. Why? The mercy of God equals the healing of God. Can I hear an amen from somebody? So inside the glory of God are all these elements. Number two, the glory of God connects us with distinction. What do I mean distinction? For a lot of Christian folks, they only associate glory to miracle signs and wonders. And that is inclusive. But beyond that is that the glory of God, when it comes upon a man, an individual, an organization, makes them to stand out. They are just different. When they are in business, they become the businessman. When they are in ministry, they become the minister. When they are in the industry, they become the industrialist. When they are in teaching profession, they become the teacher. Am I talking to somebody? The glory of God, when it comes upon the life and the influence of the life of a man, makes that man to stand out. You stand out in whatever you do. Am I talking to somebody here? When glory of God comes upon that your catering job, you will have more clientele than you can ever deal with. I just spoke to a catering person. You know, let me tell you, I'll be throwing bombs of prophecies. The Bible, am I allowed to move? The Bible says he came unto his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become. As I'm talking, as I'm throwing those prophecies, if it looks like you, please quickly collect it. Am I talking to somebody? I'm going to say it again. Somebody is in the catering business. And for now, for a long time, you have to beg people to be seen. But after this service, you will have more jobs than you can cater for. Yeah. That amen lacks vitamin C. Yeah. Am I talking to somebody here? That's what the glory of God, it makes you to stand out. How do I know that? Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. It says, arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth. And for emphasis sake, gross darkness the people. He said, but the Lord shall rise upon thee. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Arise, shine. When the glory of God comes, shining becomes inevitable. You don't struggle to shine. You don't struggle to stand out. When the glory of God comes upon you, you shine like the stars of heaven. You shine like the brightness of the firmament. You shine in academics. You shine in business. You shine in academics. You shine in ministry. You shine in business. You shine everywhere. It makes for supernatural distinction. You appear and everybody knows something has appeared. You don't have to announce yourself. The glory is self-announcing. Am I talking to somebody here? Number three, the glory of God is the escape route from shame and reproach. How do I know that? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. You escape shame and glory. What you have become a source of embarrassment becomes a project for announcement. Where life will have messed you up, glory cleans you up and raise you up. Somebody under the sound of my voice is moving to another level. My name is Paul Akonde. I'm the first son of David Ibeomen in Ogun State. I come under the grace that backed that commission and the grace that is upon this great house. And I'm saying to you, you will wake up tomorrow morning and you will wake up into another world. You are not getting what I'm saying. Now you are talking of how to get a job for 1 million and you are begging them. But you will leave this place tonight. Tomorrow morning, where everybody is preparing for service, life and destiny will be preparing for you. And by the end of the day, you are getting a job of 100 million. Somebody say, how can it be that audacious to say, I can? He said, with man, this may be impossible. But not with God. For with God, how many things are possible? I can't hear you. Including your team. I said, including your team. All things are possible. Including your team. I see somebody walk into a realm of fortune. You know, when I release this thing, I don't know who they are meant for. That's why the Bible says concerning Jesus, he came unto his own. His own thought he was a rude boy. But as many as receiving, those are the ones that the power to become is released unto. I am going to rephrase what I've just said. You have come to this service looking ordinary. You are seated looking ordinary. But after tonight, you will sleep with the glory of God. You will wake with the glory of God. But when you wake up, it will be a dream world. What you have been struggling for the past 20 years, the next 2 months will deliver it into your hand. That's your amen is standing on one leg, bring down the second leg. In the name that is above every other name. Number four, the glory of God is the guarantee of the supernatural. In John chapter 2, verse 11. Jesus attended a wedding in Cana of Galilee. He said, this beginning of miracles. Ever say beginning of miracles? It is going to be the beginning of breakthroughs for you. That person that you have been pursuing, after today, will start pursuing you. The louder your amen, the faster it will happen. He said, this beginning of miracles, this Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. What does that mean? If you combine that scriptural permutations, what the scripture is simply saying is that when the glory of God comes on display in a place or over a life or over an organization, it is the beginning of the supernatural. Am I talking to somebody? I remember in those days we called Surpassing Grace the home of the supernatural. We are the supernatural, naturally apples. Where it is the most natural thing for us to walk in the realm of the supernatural. You are in the right house. After today, your moves, your steps will show the hand of God. The louder your amen, the faster it will happen. Now, if glory is this grand, what are the access points to the glory of God? Number one, salvation. Salvation. Until you are saved, you are not saved. The matriculation into the realms of glory, the glory of God, is salvation. Not church attendance. You must have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How do I know that? Man, at the beginning, was clothed. Adam the first had a designer's clothing that is unlike any of the ones we are wearing. Some of you are wearing all manners of designers. But that was not the clothing of Adam. The clothing of Adam the first in the garden was the glory of God. It was the glory of God. That was why he said, I was naked. He said, how did you know you were naked? My glory was always had always covered you. And you are wondering, what is this man talking about? Romans chapter 3, verse 23. So when man fell, what he lost was not an estate. You know, people think, oh, the Garden of Eden was a beautiful place. Absolutely, yes. It was a garden of abundance. It was a garden of prosperity. It was a garden of security. It had four rivers all by itself. It was a garden of plenty. It was a garden of splendor. But when Adam the first was chased out of the garden, the real loss was not the loss of real estate. It was the loss of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Let's look at it. Hear what the scripture says. It says, for all have sinned in Adam and have come short of the glory of God. Now, I'm not a very good student of English language. In fact, I remember having to fast and pray to have the best result in English when I was in the secondary school. That result happened to dent the old result. It was the only subject where I didn't come with a distinction. With all the prayer and fasting, I still ended up with the best credit. So my English is not so superlative. But I know enough of English language to tell you that when the Bible says he has come short, what he's simply saying is he has lost the benefit, the advantage that comes as a result of the clothing of the glory of God. All have sinned and have come short. Have come short means he has lost the influence, the advantage of what the glory of God will have done. Come on, say, I hear you. So, sin took away the glory. Only salvation can restore the glory. How do I know that? In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10, hear what the scripture says. It says, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. What is the Bible talking about? It's talking about Jesus. So the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus is to only one single end, inclusive of every other thing. That is the restoration of the glory that man lost at the beginning. When that glory was on Adam before, ladies and gentlemen, please hear me. There was no lack of currency, whether local or foreign currency. So when that glory comes upon you, dollars, euros, and pounds will be shaking free. Only one, only pastor got it. Only certain man got that word. Only certain man got that word. What I'm simply saying with all that big grammar is that for the first time in your life, this month of July, there was going to be a breakthrough in foreign currency in your direction. That's what I'm saying. Before man lost the glory, Adam the first was a supernatural human being. The Bible says he named all the animals. And whatever name he gave them, that was the name. Lion came. God said, what will you have this one? He said, this shall be called lion. God said, I agree with you. Because this lion, for this lion, is the best name for this lion. So you are correct. That he was reasoning at the frequency of the Most High God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a deep thinker, the first question you will ask yourself is this. He was able to name the lion. That means Adam the first was terrestrial. Come on, say, I hear you. But the question is, how did he name the shark? And the fish is under the water. Did they come to the surface? I bet you not. He went inside. Without diving machine. Without diving gadgets. Adam the first. And say, you shall be called fin ray. You shall be called crab. You shall be called salamander. And every name he called the animal, God said, that is what I was thinking of. So Adam the first was not only terrestrial, he was also aquatic. He lived inside water without fins, without gills. He was a supernatural being. The glory of God made him to live in the realm of the supernatural. Am I talking to somebody on that? Are you hearing me? Adam the first was not just terrestrial. He was not just aquatic. He was also celestial. Ask me, how do you know that? The eagle don't stay on the floor. They stay high up in the mountain. We were not told there was any flying kite. We were not told there were any helicopter. We were not told Adam the first had any private jet. How did he name them? Somebody is saying, what is this man talking about? Okay, if Adam is too far, Paul the apostle in Corinthians, the Bible says, I was in the deep of the sea a night and a day. Paul, a human being, was not swimming on top of water. The Bible says, I was in the deep and water could not enter my life. From today, where men pass and perish, you will pass and bring goodies. That your amen needs to be louder than that one. That's what the glory of God, and the first access is salvation. The second access to the glory of God is insight and revelation into the word of God. Insight and revelation into the word of God. The deeper you dive into God's word, have you noticed most of the testifiers in this great assembly, all of them always make reference to one thing. We were taught the word. We were taught the word of God. We are taught the word of God. So the deeper you dive into the word of God, the higher manifestation of God's glory will be seen in your life. How do I know that? In John chapter 1, from verse 1 to 5, he said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The same was with God in the beginning. All things were made by him. And there was nothing made that was made except by him. In verse 4, he said, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. In verse 5, he said, and the light shines in darkness. And darkness does not comprehend it. Now, in verse 14, hear what the Bible says. He said, and the word was made flesh. The word of God carries the glory of God. And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the world, as of only begotten of the Son, full of grace and truth. So, the more of God's word you have in your heart and in your life, the greater the glory of God you manifest around you. The more worded you become, the more glorified your life and dignified your life become. Come on, say, I hear you. So insight. If you look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, you see the same thing. The next thing is prayer. The third factor, access to glory, is prayer. We saw in the ministry of Jesus, one day he took Peter, James, and John, and they were heavy with sleep, and he was praying all night. By the breaking of the morning, he had a divine visitation. That's what prayer does. The Bible says three men appear: Moses, Elijah, and who? It was three of them. Okay, and Jesus himself. So it was Moses and Elijah. They appear. When the other people came, the Bible says they saw the glory of God like a bright sun. You see, listen to me very well. When others are playing, keep praying. One day it will show. Look at your neighbor and say, it will show. It will show. And when we are talking about prayer here, we are not talking about butter and bread prayer. Oh God, give me car. Oh God, give me bread. Oh God, give me donuts. Oh God, give me purpose. No! Kingdom advancement prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. He said, after this manner pray, our Father who art in heaven. That means he must be your Father. Hallowed be thy name. That means you must enter his court with praise. Thy kingdom come. In other words, you pray for the advancement of his kingdom. When last was the last time you say, oh God, tomorrow is our Sunday service. As such man comes, as Pastor BJ comes, anoint him afresh. Touch his tongue with the coal of fire. Cause everyone we have spoken to come. When you pray those kind of prayer, you generate divine energy. The glory of God envelopes you. Anywhere you go, by the time you now get to give us our daily bread, the bread is already with you. The bread is already with you. The second dimension of prayer is praying in the Holy Ghost. How do I know that? The Bible says, he that pray in our own tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. He said, how be it in the spirit, he speaketh divine secret unto God. Jude chapter 1 said, building up yourself in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You build up yourself like an edifice. You charge the atmosphere of your life. Look, listen to me. I will say, Satan, pursue me for dream. It's because you are not pursuing him in real life. No matter how angry a butterfly is, sir, can he pinch on a hot coal? For fear. No, every animal is afraid of fire. When you carry fire, Satan will leave you alone. Am I talking to somebody here? All those headache here, backache here, when you carry the glory of God, they will let you be. But you can only carry that glory when you are prayerful. You must be saved, you must be worded, you must be prayerful. Come on, say, I understand. And then finally, you need to die to self. Call it holiness, call it dying to self, call it being sacrificial. You look at men like this, set man, Pastor BJ, and you're like, oh God, I like the way they give word. I like the way things happen. The reason is that these men have been doing the same thing since I knew them. Committed to the cause with their life. Look at Pastor Funke. Many of you, prof, forgive me. When he took over from the choir, I was just smiling. Because I remember it was she and Sister Murayo that used to lead praise and worship for me in those days. At SGA. It was them. You call them for prayer. As you tap them like this, there is word. You call them for praise and worship. You eat them like this, there is word. I'm not surprised also that Pastor Sister Lanre here said, this one, Sister Lande invited me. I am very much aware. I know the story. If your pastor has bribed me before now, I will have covered it. But since he didn't say to me, he has to deal with this information. It was Sister Lande that invited Pastor BJ. Am I correct? I was there from the beginning. So I'm not surprised that our children will have to turn out well. He said, they that be as wise shall be as the brightness of firmament, and they that turn men to righteousness as the stars of heaven forever. There's no way an evangelist will not have glorious children. You are sharing testimony, but mark my word, you have not seen anything yet. One of your sons, I don't know which of them. Stand up. Sir, stand up with your wife. One of your sons will develop an interest. I'm on camera. One of your sons will develop an interest in an uncommon field. Guide him. Don't curse him. Guide him. Don't get angry with him. What took you the last 25, 30 years to get? That boy will be getting it in one day. Sit down. Die to self. The glory of God cannot manifest in the life of a proud person. You see, this your shoulder that is like this is the reason why God is very careful. And as your shoulder is like this, I command in the name that is above every other name that the two boys under your armpits will disappear right now. So that your shoulder can come down and become normal. He said, my glory will I not share with another man. When the glory of God begins to manifest in your life, learn to attribute it back to him. Don't touch it. Look at your neighbor and say, don't touch it. They look at you and say, nobody thinks like you in this place. Say, thank you. Thank God. If not be God, we are for day. Say, when you share the word, say, thank God. It's one thing to share the word. It's another thing for the God of the word to confirm the word. You only share, you don't confirm. Am I talking to somebody? I was excited when the media team came to my hotel room and told me that the last time I came here, that I gave a word to one of the crew members' elder sister, and that word has become the foundation for exploit in her life right now. I was excited. Now, I could not even remember the word I gave. I couldn't. Because it's one thing to give a word under the influence of the Spirit of God and under the glory of God. It takes the personality of the Holy Ghost to fulfill that word. So the moment you become arrogant, God withdraws his hand. He said, for God resisted the proud. If God is resisting you, who will assist you? But he giveth more grace to the humble. Lift up your right hand. Say, I curse the root of pride and arrogance in my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Okay. Do I still have time? I do. Okay. Behind every manifestation, you know why I'm asking? The wise man once said, blessed are those, are the preachers that keep to time, for they shall be invited another time. It's a little bit different when I was given the privilege of serving under him as the pastor. That one now, I can extend some, I can show my muscle, bring out some abito shaker. But now that I'm invited, ethics demand that you listen. I told him, I said, sir, as I'm teaching, am I allowed to minister? He said, yes. If he said no, I won't point anybody. I will just be praying general prayer. Am I talking to somebody? You don't go to a place and all of a sudden, the Spirit is catching you more than the visionary of the place. God is not an author of confusion. I said that because of a young minister that is just coming up. It will help you. It will help you. Behind every manifestation of God's glory is the personality of the Holy Ghost. So when we talk about the glory of God, what we are simply saying is that the Holy Spirit is in manifestation. Whenever he manifests, there is glory. That's what we are saying. I'm bringing it down home now. Wherever and whenever he manifests and reveals himself, we see the glory of God. Talking about the Holy Spirit. And that was why Paul, in Romans, if you do a scriptural calculus, between Romans chapter 8 verse 11 and Romans chapter 6 verse 4b, you will find out that Paul simply equated the glory of God to the manifestation of the Spirit of God. How do I know that? Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Okay, let's read Romans chapter 6 verse 4 first. Here is what it says. I just read the B part. He said, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. What raised Jesus from the dead? Come on, talk to me. What raised Jesus from the dead? Okay, now let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 11. He said, but if the Spirit, capital, the Holy Spirit, of him that raised up Jesus from the dead shall dwell in you, he, the person of the Holy Ghost that raised up Christ from the dead, shall also quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. In other words, the Holy Ghost was the personality behind the resurrection. So, anywhere the Holy Ghost is in manifestation, the glory of God is in manifestation. Come on, say, I hear you. Now, the next point I want to make is this. The theme of this convention is glory to glory. Am I correct? The first implication is that why the person of the Spirit of God is constant in influence, in power, in attributes. The manifestation of his attributes, hence his glory, can increase from one level of manifestation to another. That is why, and I know some funny young men, they will fight this, but this is the truth. The truth of the matter is, the glory of God upon men differs in capacity. This is the truth. And God is not the one that determines it. It's you. What you do with the word of God. What you do with dying to self. What you do with prayer. What you do with consecration will determine the quantum of glory that can manifest in and through you. But there is level of glory. We don't all carry. The Spirit of God is constant in power, constant in influence, constant in attributes, but the manifestation of the power, the influence, the attributes differ in capacity. There is O level, there is A level. Come on, say, I hear you. This is the truth. Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, if you are still having doubts, hear what the Bible says. He said, the glory of this latter house, of course, from verse 6, he said, I will shake the heavens and the earth, the seas and the dry land, the desires of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with my glory. And then in verse 9, verse 8, he interjected that the silver and the gold, the dollars and the pounds, the naira and the euros, the gold and the oil, to do it, they are already mine. However, I am going to, the glory of this latter house shall be greater. So glory can be greater. Come on, say, I hear you. I see somebody moving to the realm of a greater glory. Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 41. He said, there is the glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the star. He said, for one star differs from another star in glory. In other words, not all of us, they're the same level. The faster you understand that, the better for you. Because it will make you prepare yourself to move to the next level. Come and say, I hear you. Number two, importance of the theme from glory to glory, is that the manifestation of the Spirit of God, please listen to me, I'm about to round up. The manifestation of the Spirit of God, what we call the glory of God, is not indigenous to any tribe. It's not the exclusive preserve of any language, any denomination, or any preacher. You are wondering why I'm saying this. Because this is where the body of Christ has missed it. The people that we sometimes call the wordites, who occasionally forget to read the word and find out from the word whether the things they are saying are true. Paul said the Berean Christians were more noble than the Thessalonians, like I said, because after that he shared the word of God with them, they went back to check whether those things were true. It's not the exclusive reserve of any language. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, look at verse 4. He said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. And then verse 7 is what I love. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit of God is given to how many men? How many men? Are you among the every? To profit with all. What am I saying? That a denomination experiences the glory of God in one area does not invalidate or negate the manifestation of the glory of God in another area, in another place. This is where this generation of Christians have had an issue. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not from your village. He's not from your village, sir. You can never put God, the Almighty, in a box. One day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees got very angry with Jesus. What was their point of anger? They said, we have never seen it in this fashion before. We are used to anointing with oil. We are used to casting out devils. How can somebody just look at a man and say, your sins are forgiven? Rise up and go home. They said, we have never seen it in this fashion. But that you have never seen it in that fashion does not mean you cannot see it in this fashion. You are wearing native, I'm wearing suit. Is it the same fashion? Are we not all equally clothed? Come on, say, I hear you. The glory of God is diversified. And so is the manifestations. They don't begin and end with you and I. Because any manifestation that does not tally with their denomination's belief cannot be right. If their pastor is not operating under the influence of the gift of the Spirit, only demons can whisper. Can you imagine that a demon and devils can tell more than the creator of the heavens and the earth? Who knew the beginning and created the beginning? Who began before the beginning? And after the end must have ended, it will still be on ground. And people actually believe that a pastor anointed of the Spirit of God cannot give details about people's life. He must be a demon. And yet, a white garment herbalist can stand in the front of people and tell them everything about their life, including the last food they ate. Look, we cannot be saying one thing and be doing another thing. If God is real, let's serve Him. Let's serve Him. That you don't know about it does not mean it's not real. It's so much, it got to a point that many great men and women of God have been wrongly tagged as occultic and devil worshippers because the manifestation that they operate under, the people are not accustomed to it. Let me tell you, in heaven, it's not only your pastor and your pastor's church that will be there. I promise you. Write it down. You have been writing things. Write that one. It's not only you. Of particular note in this regard is the bastardization, the demonization of the prophetic ministry and their most unusual manifestations. This attitude has put a limit on the manifestation of the Spirit and the manifestation of the glory of God in our lives individually and the body of Christ corporately. Remember, God is not from your village. He is called the God of the old earth, not God of the old south, not God of the old west. How do I know? Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5. He said, the Holy One of Israel is His name. The Redeemer of Jacob shall He be called. The God of the old earth is He. I mean, while coming, I was talking to Seth Mann, some of the most renowned prophets in this country, in this nation, are not even so educated. We laugh at the CAC, Christ Apostolic Church, and maybe also because a lot of things are happening there that are far from being scriptural. But the truth of the matter is, a few of the pioneer preachers from the Christ Apostolic Church, people like Prophet S.K. Abiala, are one of the leading prophets in this nation. Till tomorrow. That you are not used to it does not mean it's not real. He says, search the scripture. For in them you think you have life, but they are the very ones that testify of me. The life of the late elderly man, Baba Olowore,
I was never too close to Babalora, but I grew up as a child in CAC Agbalatura. And I know that those people, they have something. I swear. He said, "Thou shalt not swear," but I. They have something. They might not have the word that we have. They might not have the Greek and the Hebrew that we have. They might not have all the tenses in the right place. But Biko, they get something. Am I talking to somebody here? Growing up in this town, as a Randolph, I listened to a great servant of God of blessed memory. He could easily be regarded as the Pope of the Pentecostal Charismatic by the name Kenneth Erwin Hagin, popularly known as Papa Hagin. And any time he wants to address the topic that I'm sharing with you today, he will usually go the way of the physical manifestation of glory, the glory cloud. As wonderful as that was, that is not all of it. You could call me an Haginite. And in that regard, I probably will have very few elder brothers in my age group. And one of them, you already know, is Brother Tokes. Brother Tokes is more Hagin than Hagin's children. So, I know. But trust me, and such man can attest to this. My early Christian work foundation was 2-3 preachers. Number one was Hagin. It was Bishop Oyedepo and then Pastor Chris. I'm telling you. But it was primarily Hagin. If Hagin coughed, we put our mouth, collect the cough particles, and swallow it. Very serious matter. And if Brother Hagin was addressing this topic, he would usually go the glory of, in the way of physical manifestation of the glory cloud. And you can, it's correct, because 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14, it says, "So the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord has filled the house of God." Exodus chapter 24 verse 16, Exodus chapter 40, 34 to 35, "Then a cloud covered the tent of congregation, and the glory of God filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of God filled the tabernacle." And I have had some personal experiences. Amazingly, one of them has to do with my meeting statement. And I'm going to explain. In 1993, we just crossed over from UI to UCH. And those were the days when we had strike 9 months, 6 months. So we had a lot of time to do a lot of dangerous things. Very dangerous things. I can remember 1993 December. The whole of December 1993, me and Brotokes were staying in Dr. Bayo Adewuyi's room in Menambi Hall. From night the following morning, I will follow Brotokes to go and pray in tongues. I will leave him and go back to the room and sleep. Wake up, Brotokes is still praying in tongues. I say, "Thank you." Thank you. Am I talking to somebody here? So, this December 1993, I was staying with my aunt at Bodi Jaujuri. I was drunk. I hope I'm still to time. Am I to time? I was drunk in the spirit. All of a sudden, I saw an old-time childhood friend, Pastor Henry Ezimakuni, and his brother Simon. They said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I just came around here to stay with my aunt. I will just cross over to UCH." So I felt I needed a private place and a place closer to UCH than UI. So he said, "Oh, this." They just made the mistake to ask a drunkard a simple question. Ladies and gentlemen, 30 minutes after, no, I didn't know what I was saying. They didn't know what I was saying. Everybody was on the floor. And as we began to worship, physical cloud enter the sitting room. Physical. Everybody could see. Not one person, not two. Everybody could see. Was so strong. I don't know. And as at that time, Seth Man, I've not met him, but Seth Man was pastoring the fellowship that was being run. Am I allowed to mention names? Reverend Nii Eboda, he was the resident pastor, just like I became the resident pastor under him in SGO. So Pastor Henry said, oh, you must come to our fellowship. I must tell my pastor. Cut the long story short, he told his pastor. A couple of months later, I got my first ministerial invitation as a man of God under this great man. You see why I love him so much. It was the first time. And of course, by the end of the first day, everywhere erupted. By the second day, I think Reverend Yeboda himself came around. You can't remember. I can remember. He came, that was my first time of seeing him. He came. I think that time he was either in Ife or Lautech. Lautech. I know he was in a university outside the place. And then again, this one, at least you know, and all the Pioneers members know, our very first power convention, we held it at a venue called the Kings and Priests Chapel at the intersection of Ladoke Akintola and Sonebone Road. And it was our first convention. I was speaking on the first day. The theme of the convention is what God can do through you. And I was talking on the supernatural, just like this. And then I asked them to raise a song. You are beautiful beyond description. By the time they ended that music, the glory cloud came in. I think Prophet Richard Ashaolu of blessed memory had to collect the mic. The rest is history. All manners of dangerous manifestations of the prophetic. If you were there, say I was there. Okay. And that's it. Oh, Sister Ronke at the back. Sister Ronke was there. Am I talking to somebody here? But as glorious and memorable as those encounters are, there are other manifestations of the glory of God. That is where I'm going. Don't limit to yourself to what you have always known. God does not live in your backyard. He doesn't live in your backyard. For example, the resurgence of revelational gift of the Spirit has largely been tagged as operation of demons and in certain quarters. But how do you explain the ministry of some great men who operate in the prophetic? And at this junction, I'm very careful not to mention names. But however, there are men that you can see the glory of God upon them, upon their ministry. And they operate in the prophetic. I had to repent. I can still remember the day of my repentance was 2014. I had to repent that, look, these people are not wrong. Yes, there might be other people who are not doing it the way the scripture says, but how many of you have seen a fake 300 naira note? I have seen a fake 300 naira note. Let me see your hand up. You will never see one. Ask me why. Because there's no original 300. You only have the fake of what exists in the original. And so if there are fake manifestations, there must be legitimate manifestations. So somebody comes up to say, can I go to your house? Now I'm on the road to your house. He said, no, it's not of God though. How can you say it's on the road to my house? He said, who told you? Read your Bible, Acts of Apostles chapter 9. The person that manifested that gift was not even an evangelist. He was not an apostle. He was a brother by the name Brother Ananias. Let me read it. Some of you are looking at me. He was a brother in church. Look at it. Acts of Apostles chapter 10, chapter 9, verse 10 to 12. He said there was a certain disciple. Ever said disciple? Not apostle. Ever said disciple again? There was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision. The Lord. Who said to him? How did the Lord speak to him? In a vision. I still believe in visions. Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said to him, arise. Go into the street, which is called straight. That is like saying, go to number 32 on Shitokun Avenue. God knows people's address. Come on, say, I hear you. He knows their date of birth. He knows their age. He definitely knows their phone number. What's your problem? Relax. Look at your neighbor and say, what's your problem? Not everybody that operates in the gift of the Spirit to a deeper level is occultic and demonic. Not. I have to change my own orientation. Because the manifestation of the glory of God is limited to your conviction of such manifestation. How do I know? Bible says he came unto his own. His own, believe him not. But as many as receive him, whatever you don't receive, you can't collect. If all you know is prayer changes sin, like my brother CCAC, like and they pray and fast for everything, and they have a certain level of results. But there are people till Jesus come that will not be able to do the kind of fasting and prayer that they do in CAC. Must they go to early grave with their sickness? That's when you have the manifestation of the Spirit of God. That's how you have the ministry of the anointing oil. James chapter 5, you are allowed to anoint the sick with oil. You can give a word of knowledge. People like Smith Wigglesworth will slap cancer out of people. Jack Hall will press cancer out of people's throats. Kathy Kuman will just come as though he can break into two and be singing, and people will get in. It is called diversities of operations. Let me look at it and say, God is not your village man. It's not from your village. And you know, the more you believe, the more you enjoy. Rise to your feet. The more you believe, the more you enjoy. The manifestation of the glory of God is as diverse as his person. It includes not exclusively unusual breakthrough, demonstration of unusual success in every field of endeavor. Anywhere you see great accomplishment in any man's life, the glory of God is involved. Hallelujah. Do I have up to 5 minutes more? Just to do one or two things. Praise God. So talking about this manifestation, please give me your ears. Talking about these manifestations. In 2015, I was pastoring one of the branches in Port Harcourt. And as my custom, anywhere I go, apart from the general prayer that the church, and our church is a praying church, the organization that I'm privileged to serve on that team now. However, I always ensure that the people under me also pray. So I have this every Wednesday all night that I organize in the branch. I always do, everywhere I'm posted to. In one of those all nights, after prayer, kingdom prayer, I usually take like 30 minutes, 45 minutes to minister to their peculiar and specific needs. I bring the grace of God upon the general to the specific. Has always been my practice. And while I was worshiping, all of a sudden, I took a trip. Everybody say, he took a trip. Oh, I can't hear you. Say, he took a trip. I left the place in Rumo Kurushi, Port Harcourt. I was going towards Oyimi, Eleme Axis. And as I was going, I was coming back. I was in two places at the same time. Somebody say, what's he talking about? 2 Kings chapter 5. Elisha was inside his room, on top of his bed. At the same time, he was on the street looking at the activities of Gehazi. When Gehazi came back and came out, he said, hey, oh boy. The headmaster was once a schoolboy. Went not my heart with you? When you went to accost Naaman on the road to collect the pack of designer's bag, I went with you. Excuse me, how can Elisha be in his bedroom and be on the street looking at when Naaman turned back to see Gehazi? Everybody say manifestation of the gift of the Spirit. So I was in that branch. It was called Omega House. And I was on my way. I didn't even know where I was going in the natural. So I was describing where, because I knew, I understood from the moment I accepted that it was possible, it began to operate in my life. So I told them, I said, after you leave River State, which one is the first place? They said, Ikosekwe. I said, yes, I'm on the road to Ikosekwe now. Okay, if I doubt Uber's angel, will I also doubt Paul Akonde? And then I got to the town and located the building and described the gates. And all of a sudden, I began to hear the conversation of certain men. The summary was that they were planning to kidnap a man. That was the conversation. So, I came back to the church again. And I said, is there anybody whose husband is working or living in the place I just described? The head of department of my special care said, sir, you have described the house where my husband stays when they go to do dredging business in Ikotepene. Before that time, that man hardly comes to church. I said, tell your husband. He has a meeting with so-so and so people tomorrow. They have planned to kidnap him and he might not come back alive. So tell him to go nowhere. The man obeyed, became committed, and those people were caught. The gift of the Spirit, the manifestation of the glory of God, can save your life. Another young man in 2018, while I was in Ibadan here, December, all of a sudden, I woke up with a knowing, and I called him. I said, God looks to me like he's about to change your story. But he told me, he said, treat your wife well. You are not treating your wife well. You know, the Bible says, deal with women according to wisdom, that your prayers might not be hindered. I don't care how anointed you are. If you are not careful with your wife, they can be your downfall. Sometimes you just use high-class wisdom for them. The Almighty God who created them said you need wisdom to deal with them. He knows what he's talking about. Am I talking to somebody here? So I told him, I gave him the word. This was December. By January, he eats the goshas. He became the personal assistant on projects to the then NDDC chairman. The people in the West don't understand what we are talking about. Okay, if you don't understand one, let me break it down in naira dollar. One day, he came to greet me. He said, sir, thank God I obey you. Thank God I listen to you. I said, thank God, God spoke. He said, sir, it was the first time in my life, sir. Somebody just opened the boot, brought out a briefcase, and gave me a bundle. When I touched the bundle, listen to me, oh. Whoever say money does not have the capacity to make you happy has never gotten enough in his life. The feel of that bundle was different from the feel of naira. I knew without looking that this thing in my hand leads to Tobrali Agadi Shakata. This thing, $10,000. Sir, you have been a blessing. Thank you so much. I just said I should come and please. I don't leave that in the gutter. I said, let me leave that in the gutter. The anointing of all your life is working. Let me leave that in the gutter. He stood up and then, $5,000. One day, he said, God spoke to me to give you this money. I said, this one. It is the work of a man that determines his worth. So this one, I won't take it. I put it back into the assignment. See, they are here standing on the edge. They want to know how much. 40 million. You see, but you are angry with the prophetic. Now, the question now is, can I prophesy to you? I can drop the mic. I think my time is up, sir. Am I allowed to prophesy? So will you be happy if I prophesy on you? Are you sure? I just thought I should tell you a few things. A young man came to the branch in Surulere when we were still at the National Theater. Rejected, battered, shattered. He said, the God of my father, David Ibiome, who called me, make a way for you. When I didn't see him again. Until about a couple of months later, the only thing I was seeing was some heavy alerts on the group platform for running the place. I am the pastor of this place. What is happening here? And then he told me his story. He said, sir, have you forgotten me? I said, I can't remember. He said, that I came here on a non-service day and you attended to me well, you treated me well and prayed for me, and things stalled. What happened was that I moved from Surulere to Lekki to go and level some things. And things are getting leveled now. Long story short. In 2023, on my birthday, he came. He said, "Sir, where are you?" I told him where I was. He said, "Sir, can I meet you up?" He came dressed in a shirt and slippers. He said, "Sir, I can't rest." I said, "What is taking away your rest? Who did you offend?" He said, "I didn't offend anybody. I just got this car. It was an EX350 2018 model. It was beige on burgundy. I love the burgundy color. Brownish hue, you know. There's something it does. You know, very close to this. I love it. Clean! Everybody say clean. So I bought this car 10 days ago. I just sold off the previous car. And from the day I bought it, God said, don't drive it. God, why will I buy a car and I won't drive it? He kept quiet. And then finally God told him, you see this car? You will take it to go and meet my servant and drop it there. As he gave me the key, I busted into tears. Because my official car then was becoming an embarrassment. And you know, when a man has touched more of this thing, it becomes an issue. When there are issues, a man that has never driven a car in his life before, any car you give him is okay. But when a man has tasted, you know, a man that is used to eating good food, if poverty comes and he can't afford meal, it becomes an issue. I think you saw that car. Okay, you didn't see it. Clean car. That car speaks in tongues. I'm telling you, the car is born again. I led the car. That car knew Jesus before he came, but when he came, and I led the car to Christ. You will not see poverty. Why am I hearing your namesake? Is anybody bearing Paul or Kumi in this place? Why am I hearing your namesake? Is anybody bearing the name Paul? You are bearing Paul. So am I allowed to minister to him? Your namesake. I like your outfit. Are you my cousin? Answer me. The people need to know, because what if he was my cousin and he came here and then we arrange it? You know, they say they arrange it. Are you my cousin?
Yes, sir.
Am I your brother?
Yes, sir.
Do we live in the same compound?
Yes, sir.
Do I have your number?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
I don't have your number.
Yes, sir.
I've not tested you before.
Yes, sir.
Paul. Now, hear me, look at me. That means we have not had any prior contact before this time. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say to me, minister to your namesake. Say, his name is Paul. And Paul, according to scriptural meaning, means a little man. He said, but tell him that this Paul will not be doing small things. He will do mega things. Because I can hear conversations. And I know that those conversations was about him. And the conversation was more like mockery. Oh, don't mind him. Don't mind him. He will soon get tired. Jesus, but he's frustrated, that's why. All these small things. They were practically mocking him. But I would have thought that the conversation was behind him. But he had them. They mock you to your face. My name is Paul Akode. He said, for the hand of the Lord will come upon you, and you will outrun the chariot of Ahab unto Jezreel. Look at me. The same people that mock you, don't cry. The same people that mock you to your face, they will hit from you. They will beg from you. That's how was hearing their conversation.
Don't mind him. Don't mind Paul. Don't mind him. Small, small things all over the place. Amen. Small thing. He will take it as though it's a big thing. Let them wait for the mega things. Sir, in case you knew this man, and to you he's just an ordinary guy, after this place, please collect his number, his WhatsApp number, his email address, to go, to see her. If he has BBPIN, collect it. If he allows you to collect his BVN and his PIN code, collect it. Because you'll be glad you did. Because I can see the glory of God upon you, and your story is changing. Oh, Lord and God, help me. They are the works of men. You are the only. Aliya Gorobo Sakataba.
There is no like you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord of God.
Yes.
They are the works of men. You are the only God. There is no like you.
I hear Tamina, 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 Tamina. And I know it's not Nepa Tamina. Is there any born under the sound of my voice whose relation is battling with a terminal illness? Come out, ma. I use you as a point of contact to any other person. He said, not by power, not by might, but by the anointing of my spirit, by the manifestation of glory. Is he in the liver? Is he in the liver? I stand in agreement with your daughter and your servant. Spirit of the living God, to you there is no distance, and to you there is no impossibility. Do what only you can do. Terminate that terminal condition in the name that is above every other name. Jesus' precious name. As I was holding your hand, one of the codes, I don't want to go into details of the prophetic. In the name of Jesus, wait please. In the name of Jesus, I curse the root of terminal sickness. And I decree and declare, return to the days of your youth. Jesus' name. It is done, sir. Now, list Abrosh Kedesi Tebra, Azusa, Bresh Akadis Tabraya. Now, look at me, man. I know by everybody's standards, they are looking at you and they are like, oh, she's doing well. God is with her. God is helping her. But there's a dimension of help that is coming. I love you to look at me even while you are kneeling down. You see, nothing cancels insults like results. Sir, no matter how much idea you have in a family meeting, when you don't have the corresponding word, paper, to sort it out, your wisdom can begin to look like foolishness. Sir, do you give me permission to put hands on her head? I have the liberty. Thank you, sir. I'm going to put my hands on your head. Look at me. He said, thy horn shall he exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and you shall be anointed with fresh oil. A fresh glory. This one is not going to attract academic accolades. Mm-mm. The one that is coming now will begin to attract financial profiting. where you have gone, and all they said, oh, he's a professor of repute. No. After saying that, something that will be monetized. Now, you'll be wondering, where has all these things been? I've been doing the same thing. And what they give me is small $100 here, $200 here. You are entering the realm of mega box. Spirit of the living God, if I said nothing other than what I heard from you, confirm it. Stay behind that. Confirm it. The name of Jesus. Greater glory. Greater glory. That brings a greater order of goodness. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands to heaven and appreciate Him. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. You know, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So, otherwise, I was hearing Idikon, and I'm wondering, what's Idikon? Idikon? What's happening in Idikon? Who is in Idikon? Who have a relation or a family in Idikon? I was hearing Idikon. This is Bodija axis. We are two people. Why would I be hearing Idikon? Idikon? What's happening in Idikon? Does anybody have anything to do with Idikon? Be fast, because I'm dropping the mic. Is there anybody that has anything to do with Idikon? Because I can hear Idikon. I'm wondering what. Is it St. Paul? Is it the St. Paul? I'm hearing Idikon. Idikon. What do you have to do with Idikon? What did he say, sir? Okay, you went to Idikon Baptist Secondary School. Oh, the Holy Ghost is still not true with you. Take another one.